ಇವ ಬಿಂಬಂ ಹೃದಯೋಪಲಿಪ್ತಂ ತೇಜೋಮಯಂ ಭ್ರಾಜತೆ ತತ್ಸುಧಾಂತಂ ತದ್ವಾತ್ಮತತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಸಮೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ದೇಹಿ ಏಕಕೃತಾರ್ಥೋ ಭವತೆ ವೀತಶೋಕಃ.
Just as a metal mirror covered with dust shines brightly after it has been cleaned, so also the embodied one who, realizing the truth of the self, becomes one, attains the goal, and is free from grief.
Yadatma tattvena tu brahma tattvam deepopameneha yukta prapashyet ಅಜಂ ಧ್ರುವಂ ಸರ್ವತತ್ವೈರ್ವಿಶುದ್ಧಂ ಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ದೇವಂ ಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ಸರ್ವಪಾಶೈಃ.
When by the truth of the self, like with a lamp, indeed the yogi beholds the truth of Brahman, the unborn, the immutable, the steadfast, the completely free, the very pure of all tattvas, having known God, he is liberated from all fetters, all sins.
Eshoha devaha pradishonu sarvaha purvoha jataha sa ugarbhe antaha saeva jataha sa janishyamanaha pratyanjanantishtati sarvato mukhaha.
That God indeed, who pervades all directions, was the first to be born, and it is he who dwells in the womb. It is he again who is born, and he is the one who will be born. He stands within all persons, his face, and his face is everywhere.
Yo devo agno yo apsu yo vishvam bhuvanama vivesha ya oda yoshadishu yo vanaspatishu tasmai devaya namo namaha.
The God who is in fire, who is in water, who has entered into the whole universe, who is in plants and who is in trees, for that God let there be our salutations. Our salutations.
Ya eko jala jalavani shata ishani bihi sarvan lokat ishata ishani bihi ya evaika utbhe sampaveca ya edat viduram amrataste bhavanti.
The one who spreads the net rules by his powers, rules all the worlds by his powers. Remaining one and the same, he is the one, truly, who rules by his powers all the worlds during their arising and continued existence. They who know that become immortal.
ಏಕೊ ಹಿ ರುದ್ರೋನ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಯತ್ತದಸ್ತು ಯ ಇಮಾನ್ ಲೋಕಾತ್ ಈಶತ ಈಶನೀಭಿಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಂಜನಾಸ್ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಸಂಜುಕೋ ಚಾಂತಕಾಲೇ ಸಂಸೃಜ್ಯ ವಿಶ್ವ ಭುವನಾನಿ ಗೋಪಾಃ.
ರುದ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೂಲಿ ಒನ್, ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ನೋವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. He alone rules all the worlds by his powers. He abides, stands as the inner self of every living being. After having created all the worlds, he, their protector, takes them back into himself at the end of time.
Vishvatashchakshurudha vishvato mukho ವಿಶ್ವತೋ ಬಾಹುರುದ ವಿಶ್ವತಸ್ಪಾತ್ ಸಂಬಾಹುಭ್ಯಾಂ ಧಮದಿ ಸಂಪತತ್ತೇ ಧಾವಾ ಭೂಮಿ ಜನಯನ್ ದೇವ ಏಕಃ.
His eyes are everywhere, his face is everywhere, his arms everywhere, and everywhere his feet. His are the eyes, the faces, the arms, and the feet of the universe. He it is who endows with arms, with wings, and men likewise with feet. Having produced heaven and earth, he remains as their one God.
Tatav param brahma param brahantam yadhanikayam sarva bhuteshu kutam vishvasekam parivestitaram isham tam jnatva mrute bhavanti.
Than this, higher is the supreme Brahman, the supreme vastness, hidden according to their bodies in all living beings. Having known him who is one and alone pervades the universe as the Lord, they become immortal.
Vedahametam purusham mahantam adityavarnam tamasah parastat tameva vidittvati mrityumeti nanyah pantha vidyateyanaya.
I know this great Purusha, spirit, who is luminous like the color of the sun and beyond darkness. Only by knowing him does one thus pass over death. There exists no other way for a path to that.
Yasmat param na paramasti kinjid yasmananiyo na jayesti kaschid vriksha ivastabdoti vidishtatye kaha tenedam purnam purushena sarvam.
There is nothing whatsoever superior or beyond him. From him there is nothing whatsoever different, and none smaller, subtler than him. To him there is nothing superior, from whom there is nothing different, than whom there is nothing either smaller or greater. That one stands alone, motionless as a tree, established in his own glory, like a tree, motionless and heavenly, stands this one. The whole universe is filled by this Purusha.
Tado yaduttarataram tadrupamanamayam ya edat pidura amrtaste bhavanti adetare dukkameva payanti.
That which is furthest beyond this world is formless and without affliction. They who know that become immortal, but others indeed attain suffering.
Sarvanana shiro grivaha sarva bhuta guhashayaha sarva vyapi sabhagavan tasmat sarva gada shivaha.
Whose are all faces, heads, and necks? He dwells in the hearts of all beings. He is the all-pervading Bhagavan, or Magavan, the bountiful. Therefore, he is the omnipresent Shiva.
Mahan prabhurvai purushaha sattvasesha pravartakaha sunirmalamimam praptim ishano jyotiravyayaha.
The Purusha, spirit, is indeed the great Lord, the Lord of one's true welfare, who causes, who is the stimulus for the mind to attain the state of blemishlessness. He is the ruler of all and the light that is imperishable.
Purusha evedagam sarvam yad bhutam yaccha bhavyayam uta mridatva seshano yadannenati rohati.
The Purusha alone is all this, what has been and what will be. He is also the Lord of immortality and whatever grows by food.
Sarvata paripadam tad sarvatokshishiromukham sarvata shrutimalloke sarvamavritya tishtati.
His hand and foot are everywhere. His eye, head, and face are everywhere. His ear is everywhere. It abides encompassing all.
Sarvendriya gunabhasam, sarvendriya vivarjidam, sarvasya prabhumishanam, sarvasya sharanam brihat.
Appearing with the attribute of all the senses, it is devoid of all the senses. It is the powerful Lord Prabhu, the ruler of all. It is the great refuge of all.
Apanipado javano grahita pashyatya chakshuhu sashunotya kannaha saveti vedyam natasyasti veta tamahuragrayam purusham mahantam.
Grasping without hands, moving swiftly without feet, it sees without eyes and hears without ears. It knows what is to be known, but no one knows it. They call it the first, the primordial, the Purusha, the great one.
Anoraniyan mahato mahiyan atmaguhayam nihitosya jantoho tamakratum pashyati vita shoko dadu prasadan mahimanamisham.
The self, smaller than the small, greater than the great, is hidden in the hearts of creatures here. One who is free from desire, without power, sees, existing free from sorrow, by grace, the glory, greatness, majesty of the Lord.
Vedaha vedam ajaram puranam sarvatmanam sarvagadam vibhutvat janma nirodham pravadanti yasya brahmavadino hi pravadanti nityam.
I know this undecaying, this ancient one, the self of all, the all-pervading one, being omnipresent, of which they speak as the annihilation, the stoppage of birth. The expounders of Brahman proclaim him as eternal.